When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your closing bell brief from Monday, July 18th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Stocks finished lower to open the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell roughly 216 points, or 0.7%, to close at about 31,073. The S&P 500 was down 32 points, or 0.8%, and the Nasdaq also finished down about 0.8%, about 92 points lower. Markets actually traded higher for most of the morning and early afternoon, but lost ground in the last 2 hours of trading. Among financial stocks, Goldman Sachs rose 2.5% after reporting better-than-expected earnings, and Bank of America inched higher after saying second quarter profits declined by 32%. Apple shares fell 2%. The company will reportedly slow down hiring and rein in spending next year. Among other tech giants, Google parent Alphabet fell 2.5%. The company's shares split 20-for-1 after Friday's market close, and Microsoft lost 1%. Elsewhere, shares of Delta Airlines rose 3.5% after saying it was ordering 100 of Boeing's largest 737 MAX jets. Boeing shares were virtually unchanged. And after the bell, tech giant IBM reported sales rose 9% in the second quarter, but said exiting profitable operations in Russia, plus the strength of the U.S. dollar, impacted its overall results. Big Blue shares fell 1.2% after hours. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.